Ghosts are everywhere.
Okay.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Okay. Okay. Hello. We're doing it. Greetings.
It's
us.
And salutations.
Ooh, and salutations.
Formality for the spooky
season. Oh, yeah. So we are back into the spooky season.
Yes.
With another ghostly episode of ghosts that are everywhere.
Correct, because that's what this is. It is ghosts are everywhere.
Because you know what? They are. They are everywhere.
That's right. And we're your ghosts with the mahosts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Carly.
I'm Cecilia.
And that's who we are.
That's You're who welcome. We are. And I have a special guest, Annie. He's on my bed. He's having a little nap. He's all curled up.
A quiet little guy.
I couldn't make my bed because he was on my bed, and he's been on my bed for hours. And I was just okay, my bed is just...
It's because he's a sleepy man.
He loves it. Me and Luke switched rooms.
He loves his mama.
We did a little switcheroo, so everything's different. So he's very excited. I have a mattress on the floor. It's my new look. It's my new vibe.
That's such an interesting vibe for you.
I'm going for it. It's cozy. And the cat loves it.
He's living for it.
He's obsessed because
he's like it's on my level.
He's a little spooky boy on my bed.
Yeah. Love him. I love my nephew so much. He's so small and furry and has no tail.
So that's my little black cat update. If anyone was asking for Halloween,
perfect. We were all asking. Mm-hmm. We just didn't put it into words. So thank you for knowing that and just offering that.
I thought that everybody would need to know. I thought it was very important.
Yeah, I think it was important that we talked about that off the top because it was really just weighing on me. So now it's not.
I know
thank
you're
you for that.
Okay.
I was really just thinking about it and concerned. Yeah.
Do you have any black cat updates?
I have no black cat updates, which is very sad because I wish one would cross my path.
Yeah.
But no luck. Happened. Not so many black cats in New York City. Black rats.
Yeah, rats. Maybe.
I did have a rat cross my path yesterday. Oh. So I guess that's the New York equivalent to
is that. Is that good luck or bad luck to have a rat cross your path?
I mean, people say a black cat is bad luck, but I love black cats, so to me it's good luck.
Also, mine crosses
my
path.
So I would say
path.
The rats are the same.
I have two black cats in my house, and they cross my path constantly, so I don't know.
Right?
It would just, add up.
Yeah. Yeah. It, evens out. But also, people are like, black cats are for witches, and I'm like, yes. So we like black cats. And if rats... are the New York City street equivalent to a black cat, then we like rats, too.
We are pro-witch on this podcast.
Absolutely.
We watched Hocus Pocus 2.
We're all about that self-love.
We got an update on that.
We did. Yes.
We did, and we had a blast.
Huge update. We watched it, and it was really, really funny.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
We thought it was very good. Mm-hmm. We had a great time. Mm-hmm. We enjoyed it very much, Lee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Cecilia came to visit... me in New York.
I did, because Carly's
that's right.
This
which
is why we're
yeah.
so bad.
Hi. Also, apologies for our AWOL-ness.
Yeah.
Some of it is to do with exciting things, and one of those exciting things is Cecilia came to visit.
I mean, because we're planning things. You're in New York. Oh. I got a new job, quit my old job, was in New York, went home for... Canadian Thanksgiving.
It's been a season of change. That's right.
Got some housing changes happening.
So
switched rooms.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it's all good. It's all good changes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all lots.
It's all lots
at once.
So we're tired. Yeah.
That's right. We are tired. But what we're not tired of is this show, and that's why we're bringing a live show to you.
Don't forget tickets are on sale now. You can look at
on sale now.
Yeah, let's fucking plug it right now. So that's November 3rd.
That's right.
So that's
At home in Hamilton at the iconic Staircase Theater. We're recording in the studio thanks to our friends at the Fable and Folly Podcast Network. Yeah.
So that's a Thursday. It's at 7 o'clock in Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, doors at 7, show at 7:30, baby.
Easy train ride from Toronto if you're in Toronto.
That's right. It's right downtown. Mm-hmm. It's super simple, super easy to get to. And it's going to be cozy and fun. We're going to have so many, like, goofy things that we're going to be doing. We're going to have a special guest, maybe. I don't know. We'll see who we can book. I don't know.
See who will come on. What do you know? See if we can have some special ghosts.
I mean, we've said this before. We'll say it again. Hamilton lays claim to be one of the most haunted cities, like, in the world. So, you know, you never know who's going to show up. You never know who we're working on booking. You never know who we're working with, who we're talking to. And we got friends in high places. Yeah. Let's just say that. So,
and low places.
Yeah. And look, we got friends in all places, everywhere.
We got friends because ghosts are everywhere.
They're everywhere. And we're really pumped about it. You can get them tickets now. They're on Eventbrite. They will be linked in the show notes here. And they're also, if you're, you know, an Instagrammy person, you can click on our little link in bio, our TikTok link in bio. Mm-hmm. It'll be there on our link tree. It's super easy to get tickets for Ghost River Live, our very first live show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're really, really pumped about it. And we hope you come on out. It'll be great. Mm-hmm. Be a good old time celebrating spooky season. Yes.
And speaking of spooky season, we got some ghosts for you today.
Of course we do. What, are we going to not bring you ghosts?
No.
That's our one thing we do.
Silly.
It's like the one gimmick we have.
I know, right? It's the one thing. It's the one thing we have.
It's the one thing in this world that we have to offer.
So I think we were going to, because we're so bad at being fucking busy all the time, we're going to switch up the way that we do this a little bit. So this week we're bringing you a theme.
Ooh.
So we're going to be doing one theme a month, I think.
Yeah.
And then other episodes will be coming at you with a solo episode. So both of us are going to be on it, but there's only going to be one ghost.
Yeah. One ghost story. We're thinking it because we realize that we are some long-winded gals. Yes. And we're just trying to switch it up, keep it fresh for you, keep it fucking fresh for us.
We have a lot to say, so we figured instead of trying to, like, speed it up and, like, cram it all into one episode, that each of us will be able to, like, take our time with our stories and really, like, get into it.
Yeah, do the ye olde flip-flop. Yeah. But we'll still be keeping our regular format, just with some other flip-flopping fun in between.
Which is kind of what we've been doing for the last few weeks anyway, but...
Yeah, we've been testing the waters.
You'll have a Carly up, you'll have a Cecilia up, you'll have a theme up, and then maybe a guest.
But you'll always have both of us, no matter what. But one of us will just talk a little more than the other. Or maybe not. I don't know. Sometimes when, like... Who knows? Maybe I'll have a lot to say, but it'll be your story.
Maybe. It has happened.
Stranger things have happened. I was going to say, like...
Sometimes there's a lot of input from the other person when one story is happening.
Sometimes the other person has a lot of feelings about things.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
That's right.
Okay.
And we love
it. So, Carly, I have a question for you.
Yes, Cecilia.
What is our theme this week?
Our theme this week is a theme that we've done before. Surprise, surprise. But it's a theme we haven't visited in quite some time. It is a southern ghost, baby. From the southern United States. Yeah, we're doing that ghost from the south.
Yeah, so we're going American South. We're going spooky, oldly settled.
Yes. That's correct. Mm-hmm. We thought, let's give this show the South some love. That's today.
Baby. What we're doing. Who goes?
That's what we're
who
doing.
Goes first?
Cecilia, you, my gal, are the gal today.
Wowee. Okay, let's go. Let's do this. Okay. So, we're going down south and we're going to have a little vacation in Virginia Beach. And we're going to be staying at the historic Cavalier Hotel and Beach Club. Right on the beach in Virginia Beach. It is a 7-story Y-shaped floor plan It had, when it was built, 195 guest rooms. Most rooms had views of the Atlantic. All had private bathrooms, which was more of a luxury at the time. Now it's like, if you stay at a hotel, you're going to get a private bathroom.
Right, like, but you kind of you have to have that, yeah. But what, when was it? Wait, what year was it? Sorry, again?
When was it built? Why don't I have that written down? I have when it was, like, renovated.
Like, renovated? You know what? When was it renovated?
So it was renovated in 2018. But it's old.
Okay.
She old, but I don't fucking, where's the internet?
Okay. Well, it was pre-war.
It was pre-war. So let me find this for you.
We don't have to specify which war. Pre-war.
Oh, yeah. So it was built in 1927.
Ooh, pre-war, see?
Pre-war, pre-a-war.
Pre that, that one war.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, wrong? Built in 1927, so it's a nice, like 20s vibe, 30s vibe.
Cute.
It was dubbed the Grand Dame of the Shore.
Oh my
and
God.
She attracted many rich and famous guests during the 20s and 30s. Including 10 presidents, not all of whom stayed, I don't know, but they've, like, visited, including your buddy JFK.
My buddy, my guy.
Eisenhower, Carter, and Truman. There's a bunch of other presidents as well, but there was, like, a big list, and I was like, honestly, presidents, I haven't heard of half of these.
You're like, whatever, we'll pick the heavy hitters.
Presidents, I don't know them. allegedly.
Presidents?
So there's this huge fireplace, like, one of those ones that you can, like, stand in, that's in the Hunt Room.
Yeah.
It is allegedly where Richard Nixon burned some of the Watergate papers.
I love that for us and for history.
Right? So it's the ghosts of Watergate in this hotel.
Yeah, haunted.
Some other celebrity guests include Muhammad Ali, Zelda and F. Scott Fitzgerald, Elizabeth Taylor,
cool.
Frank Sinatra,
oh.
Bob Hope, our old buddy, he's got to come up, Al Capone.
Our buddy Al Capone.
And more recently, Kim Kardashian and Kanye. Who visited when Pusha T got married there.
Oh my God.
So back in the day, Chicago residents used to flock to the resort because there was a direct train straight from Chicago to Virginia Beach, right to the Cavalier. And they could come and enjoy, like, first-class amenities that you can't really get in Chicago. Like, they get the oceanfront, they get the beach. There was a barber shop, an ice cream parlor, shopping, and the private beach club that was within walking distance. You just go right down the hill from the hotel, and you're at the beach. You get to hang out, have a margarita, go for a swim, have a little tan on.
Yes.
They also... So the original pool, it doesn't anymore, but it used to use water that was pumped in directly from the Atlantic Ocean and, like, filtered into the pool. So it's like...
That's cool.
Seawater in the pool as well.
Literal seawater.
The pool doesn't do that anymore, but it's still kind of like a cool, old school, like, 30s palm trees and, like, a big atrium.
Yes.
Like, it's gorgeous.
We love that.
So more recently,
we love to see it.
The hotel was sold in 2013 and was closed in 2018.
Oh, yes, 2013.
In 19, 2013. So in 20...
What a good year.
In 2013, it closed until 2018 because they did $80 million worth of restorations on the hotel.
That's many millions of dollars.
So, like, complete revamp. They reduced the number of guest rooms from 195 to only 85. So a lot of, like, bigger, like, suites.
Oh, my God. That's, like, in, like, very much less.
Yeah. So they, like, expanded a lot of the rooms so they're bigger.
Yeah. Well, I guess that makes sense because especially if it was built as a hotel that, yeah, of that period, people just really just wanted a little bed and that's it.
Mm. People were smaller back then.
Now people are like, I need a couch. People in the early days were much smaller than people today.
They added more modern amenities, including a spa and a gym and all those things that you need these days.
Oh, yeah.
So
are you ready? Sorry, are you ready to be real? Be real.
This is an important detour in the podcast. Is it's time to be real.
It's time to be real, everyone. Okay. All right, great. Now that we've been real, we can continue. We cannot be fake. We must be real.
So, surprise! The hotel is haunted. Surprise.
Ah!
What?
I never would have guessed.
What? Oh,
there's a ghost in the hotel.
So before we get to the spirits, let's talk about some spirits. Yeah.
I see what you did there.
It says it's the first and only hotel with its own distillery. Which I'm like, how does another hotel not have a distillery? I don't know. I didn't look it up.
What?
That's what it says.
Oh. I really thought you were going to stop. It's the first and only hotel. And I was going to be like, no, I don't think so.
It's the only hotel in the world.
It's the first and the only. Mm-hmm. There are no others.
It's the only hotel.
And I was going to be like, contest. I'm going to contest that. But yeah, but now that you're saying it's the first and only with a distillery.
With a distillery.
Interesting.
So they make their own spirits there.
That's fucking cool.
It's called Tarnished Truth, which is a nod to infamous guests like Nixon and Al Capone.
Oh, mm-hmm. I was gonna say that's a very dramatic name.
I know.
That's a very dramatic name.
Very dramatic.
Tarnished Truth.
Tarnished Truth.
Ooh. Do we know what kind of alcohol it is? Is it like
So I think they make
whiskey
multiple
or
kinds, like whiskey, gin, one of those that makes it's not just like a one,
one
alcohol kind of
okay.
thing.
Okay. Gotcha.
But they like sell
they're giving it all.
So they sell it. I think they have like a little shop and they also have a few different bars and restaurants where you can get it, and they make cocktails and stuff. I'll tell you about one of the cocktails in a little bit.
Ooh, can't wait to hear it.
It's a ghost cocktail.
What? That's rude.
Why and is exciting. That rude?
Because I want it.
You want it? Yeah, we can go. I looked it up.
I want it, and I feel offended that
I was kind of surprised because you might have to pay for like extra stuff, but when I looked it up, if you want to go stay there, I mean, it is October, so maybe like it's not great for the beach right now.
Ooh,
but it's not that expensive. Right. Like, it's not any more expensive than like. Other Dang. Like hotels in cities, in big cities, are fucking expensive now. So like,
yeah,
it was like $200 a night, or like 200.
Oh, but that's like how much hotels cost.
Exactly. Like that's why
like a chain hotel for that.
I guess Virginia Beach isn't really a destination at the end of October though.
I suppose.
So maybe in the summertime it's more expensive.
Oh right, it'll be like summertime surge.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Interesting.
But it's not too bad if you want to go see if you can find these ghosts.
I did try to look up where we could get this alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and it's available through obviously Virginia.
Yeah.
But you could also order it to doorsteps in Illinois, North Dakota, Nebraska, and New Hampshire.
Ooh,
so
cute.
Yeah, through their website, through Spirit Hub. But because mm-hmm. I want to drink it.
Do you know anyone in any of those states that you can ship it to?
Right, suddenly I'm like scouring my brain for where everyone I know, where I've ever met lives.
Yeah, it's like, do I know anybody in New Hampshire? No.
Also, me just being like, okay, if I ship it to Illinois, like how long would it take for me to drive to Chicago? You know what I mean? Like, a bit of that brain math,
yeah.
too. All right, okay. I'm going to stop my brain math and just decide when we go.
When we'll we go.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll go there. We'll try it
when
out.
When we make it there, mm-hmm. we'll drink it.
Okay, so speaking of booze.
So, spirits. Speaking of spirits,
the most infamous story that may have helped to spur the ghost stories was early on when the hotel had, like, just opened.
Oh. Oh, dang.
And Adolf early Coors. Ghost. Remember him? Talked about him before.
I know that name.
So, he was the founder of Coors, the beer company.
We get it.
Now
Banquet.
Known for Coors Banquet, some Coors. For you can get a Coors Light.
Yeah.
A Coors Slice, perhaps.
Oh, that's right. Coors Slice. Wow. That's how you know we're in 2022.
Coors Slice, yeah. All Coors the Slice, beer companies yeah. have fucking, like, seltzers now.
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah.
They think it's... They all took a pivot. They really went, we need this.
The Pabst one is more than ever. Fucked up, as you would expect the Pabst one to be. It's like,
I love that.
It tastes like candy and it's 7%. But it like tastes like it's 7% too. Like it's strong and sweet and disgusting. Like
punches you in the mouth.
And I was drinking it at the cottage and I had like two and was like lying in the sun on a floaty and like went to get up and I was like, oh no.
Right.
I have to slow down.
Like, you're like, oh dear.
Maybe it's 8%.
This is my undoing.
It's so strong.
8%.
I can't remember what it is. It's They're the really Pabst giving. One. It's fucked. If you want to get so funny. Fucked up, let me look it up. Pabst. Seltzer. It's like a, it's called like a crazy seltzer or something. It's called a strong soda. It's 6.9%. Oh,
that's 7%.
It says that it has a hint of sweetness, but it tastes like candy.
So it doesn't. It just punches you in the mouth.
There's one of them is clear candy. Blue. They have a blue raspberry flavor.
I would drink the shit out of blue raspberry. Sorry, I'm too excited. That's
oh, amazing. They also have one that is 8% if you want to really go crazy with it.
Oh my god. Well, now I gotta find these in New York, baby.
I gotta
drink up while I'm here.
Yeah. Well, they have I've them just in, been they have writing them in jokes Canada.
Like a chump.
I got them.
They
in,
do?
Yeah, I got them in Ottawa.
That's true. Like, that's right.
I got them at a beer store in Ottawa.
Well, then I can wait till I come home, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you want to try some really fucked up shit, then Pabst.
I mean, who doesn't?
Pabst Strong Soda.
That's so funny.
It'll get you fucked up, and it will taste kind of bad, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if you just... I don't think I've ever had... I definitely haven't had that, but I also don't think I've had Coors Slice.
I haven't had Coors Slice. I go for the Bud Light Lime, Bud Light Mango, Bud Light Strawberry Lemonade.
But I was going to say the Bud Light, the lemonade one, yeah. all the Bud Lights. I do that too.
I'm a connoisseur.
I've also had the Bud Light Seltzer.
Oh, as well. I haven't had that.
Yeah, I think I had like the... I think they have like a lime flavor or something. I had like the plate, whatever.
I usually just go for a classic White Claw.
It is classic. Mm-hmm. It's easy.
It's easy.
Yeah. I guess White Claw's the reason I guess that they all decided.
Yeah,
to jump on
became
the seltzer
such
train.
A thing.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. They were like, whatever will we do?
The trends went with it. I went with it because I was like, you know what? I'm in my late 20s and I can't drink beer anymore.
I just like the idea of the slim can. The slim
ooh,
can
the
is the moment
can.
For me.
You're like, ooh.
I just like the shape of
if
it.
If the
it
can
good.
Is skinny, maybe I'll be skinny.
That, but also it fits into my tiny child hands much nicer than a like short, weird beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I can like put my little hand around it. It feels good.
It's like a, it's
feels
like
good
a
in
beer,
my body.
It's like a drink for children.
It's like a baby's beer, and I'm the baby.
And you're the baby. Okay. So we were talking about all these things. We got a little sidetracked, but we're not talking about
all the beers.
Seltzers we're talking about.
All seltzers.
They didn't drink those in 1929, I don't think.
They love seltzer, just not the cool kind we like today.
No, they hadn't. White Claw hadn't been invented
difference
yet,
kind.
So they didn't have those.
They
didn't have it. All they had was beer, but it was 1929, so it's America. They didn't even have that.
So all they had was prohibition.
All they had was prohibition. So speaking of, Adolf Coors, beer guy, rich.
Yep.
He did the thing. It's 1929.
Loves the mountains.
Prohibition.
Yep.
He is sick. He has influenza. And because he has influenza, the doctor's like, let's go to a warmer climate. Let's go hang out in Virginia Beach.
Yes, correct.
So he was ordered to go stay at the beach in June 1929. So he goes
giving very Little Women, floor. Giving very Beth at the Beach. Yeah,
it's exactly like that.
Great, great, great.
Yeah,
yeah.
Except
that's
it's
exactly the picture.
Yeah, so it's like to cure him because I think they bring Beth to the beach to cure her or just because she's gonna die and they're like she has to see the ocean.
It's a bit I think it's a bit of both. I think it's a like, it's like one of those like, oh, the sea airs will help you know, clear air her out basically.
Yeah.
But also, I think she knows she's dying, but everyone else is like, she'll be fine if we bring her to the beach.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's a bit. Maybe it's a bit of that for Mr. Coors.
It's kind of like that.
He'll be fine if we bring him to the beach.
I don't think he's necessarily dying of this influenza. Not of the influenza, anyway.
Drama.
But he goes to the beach to have a little vacation, take some time off, and on June 5th, he's been there for a few days, And hotel guests hear this like loud noise on the patio, and they hear an employee screaming.
Oh no!
Because Coors had fallen from his sixth floor window onto the concrete patio below.
That's me as the employee. Also, what?
Oh my exactly. God. So people don't really know what happened. No one witnessed it. He could have killed himself. It was like deep in Prohibition. His company was like, he was still wealthy. Like, he wasn't falling on hard times or anything, but they were unable to brew beer. They were making pottery and cement at his,
they made pottery and cement during Prohibition. Instead of beer. I didn't know yeah, that. That's so, I mean, fucking hilarious.
That was the thing that was happening at a lot of these breweries, where they were just like, fuck, we need to like do something. We have
Big, what can we make?
Let's make something. Yeah. So that's what they were doing.
Oh my God. Can you do it? Oh my God. I got to buy some. Hold on.
some cement?
Some specifically Coors pottery.
Okay. So people thought that maybe he killed himself, though why would he be like at the beach recovering from an illness if he was killing himself?
Whoa.
What?
Yeah, that's very dramatic.
Oh, I thought you found some pottery.
Well, I'm listening to you. I did find some pottery, and I must say, they're very art deco, and they like look like regular pottery.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
From the photos I can see, but I haven't found any for sale yet, but I am finding some. Oh my God, they made it into the 40s.
Okay.
It looks like, because maybe they just like kept doing it.
Yeah, I guess like they had the infrastructure in place. They were like, we might as well keep making pottery. Right?
Yeah, there's like some 1938 Colorado State Fair vase. Like, oh man. Okay. What? Wow. It's amazing. Colorado is really giving. Wow.
They're doing it.
They give us the Rocky beer. They give us pottery I didn't even know was cool. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God. Anyways, moving right along. I think it's rather expensive, I think, but it's also because it's just like antique pottery. Like, yeah. Interesting. Mm. Interesting. I love to learn. Wow, Cecilia, what a gift you're giving us today.
We're learning every angle. So much.
I also didn't know he met such a shocking demise.
Right? I didn't know either. What? But yeah, he died. No. It is a mystery. Some think he was murdered. Apparently, according to some sources, the window that he fell out was like closed behind him. It wasn't an open window. Not sure how true that was, or if that's just like a rumor. I don't know, like, he's a rich business mogul. Maybe he was like, it was somebody that just wanted him dead. Some people suspected his wife, who wanted the fortune for herself, but a lot of people are like, no, absolutely not, like, she was a doting wife, she was taking care of her sick husband. But I don't know, maybe
she's just vibing.
Damn. So since his death, people have spotted reported seeing a body falling from the sixth floor window. Or heard the sound of a body hitting the patio, which is so gross.
This sound for me would stress me out.
Right?
Like that for like, like, no.
Lot of people feel cold spots near the window that he fell out of, as well as just everywhere on the sixth floor. The sixth floor seems to be a hotbed of activity. So the hotel, back in the day before it was like renovated, before it had like the modern amenities, it used to close in the winter.
So
receptionists would come there a little bit early to work at the hotel, open it up, take calls from guests who are wanting to book. So receptionists would be there when there's no guests. They would often get calls from rooms on the sixth floor of the hotel, even though there were no ghosts staying there. No guests staying there. No, we don't know what there was staying.
Damn.
There.
I mean, we can guess it was ghosts, but it definitely wasn't guests.
And then when they answered the phone, there would be no one on the other end of the call, but they would sometimes hear like the faint, faraway sound of jazz on the line.
Oh my God, ghost jazz?
Ghost jazz. The ghost are listening to jazz.
Amazing. I love it. I love it so much. Ghost jazz.
So people, like I said, were staying on the sixth floor. They've also reported a lot of cold spots, the sound of footsteps. Their windows will, like, open up in the middle of the night by themselves.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Oh, my God.
People.
I just wanted to pop in real quick and say that apparently Coors still produces high quality, like things.
That's cool.
Things? It says, like, they do, like, scientific lab wear.
What?
But I don't understand. And also, there's also HF Coors dinnerware.
What?
I'm just confused what's happening.
They still produce it?
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Yeah, this one's actually Coors.
Mm-hmm.
So, because, yeah, Adolf Coors.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then today, they still make it. I think they make, like, it's called Coors Tech. They rebranded, I guess. And, yeah, they make, I guess, like, pottery science stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Maybe. Yeah. Anyways.
They're still at it.
But not in the same way. But also, you can get, like, vintage Coors pottery. That's so cool.
Hmm.
Wow. And also, you can see ghost jazz music. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. You can do all sorts of things.
How am I going to follow this story? It really has it all. I'm really mad about it right now.
Carly, there's more.
Okay. I'm not ready. I know there's more.
So if you're walking up from the fifth floor to the sixth floor, if you decide to take the stairs,
yes.
Sometimes
it sounds awful.
You can see a like elderly bellman in the stairs, and he has been reported to stop people and tell them that there are ghosts ahead and to turn back and not go up to the sixth floor. But then when they tell this to like other employees at the hotel,
mm-hmm.
There's no elderly bellman who works here.
There hasn't been an elderly bellman in 84 years.
Whatever do you mean, an elderly bellman? We don't have one of those.
Oh, my God.
He's warning people about ghosts, but he's a ghost.
But guess what? He's warning them about him.
Plot twist. You're already seeing a ghost. Plot twist.
What if he's, like, the special doorman to the ghost party, and they put him out in the hallway? They're like, stay out here and don't let people up.
Because the ghosts are having a party. They're like, no, we're busy. Party. Tell them not to come.
Yeah. They're like, it's VIP. Yeah. Like, they're not the living can't come.
VIG.
Don't let them in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And he's really good at his job.
No living allowed.
No living allowed. Mm-hmm. NLA. Yeah,
no living allowed.
This is an NLA party. No living allowed.
No living allowed. Only the dead.
Oh my gosh.
No living must
NLA. Enter. NLA, baby. NLA.
So we've talked about other haunted hotels that do this, but the elevators, of course, move on their own or will like open up floors when there's no one there.
Correct.
Spooky. The piano in the ballroom has been there since it opened in the 1920s.
That's cool.
And plenty of famous musicians used it at the time. It's love often that. Heard playing when nobody else is around. You can hear the piano going on its own.
I love a ghost piano.
Ghost piano.
It's one of the few that doesn't really freak me out. I just think it's fun and cool
like,
as hell.
Ooh, ghost piano. It's like a player piano, but it doesn't have all the mechanisms. It's like,
exactly. Play that on your player piano. Oh. But it's just a regular piano.
It's just a regular piano ghost, actually. Playing on its own.
Play that on your regular piano.
Your regular piano. So one of the restaurants, the Becca restaurant at the hotel, apparently haunted by the spirit of a woman. And she comes to the hosts often and asks for a table, but she doesn't have a reservation. So they often have to, like, turn her away because it's a busy restaurant.
Yeah.
And she's also been spotted just walking around the restaurant with a ghostly dog.
A dog ghost. Oh my god!
You can see a dog ghost, and Carly, guess what? You can also see a ghost cat.
Ghost dog and ghost cat.
Ghost dog and ghost cat. So the Cavalier Hotel has its own ghost cat. Guests and employees have both reported seeing a little girl and a cat. Usually, one is looking for the other. The story goes that there was a little girl staying with her family at the hotel, and her cat was staying with them, and it got out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And when she went to look for it, she found that it had fallen into the pool, and she jumped in after it to save it.
But she's a little girl.
She's a little girl, and they and she a cat, can't swim. And they can't swim, so they both drowned.
Oh, they both can't swim.
So people,
this is why you need to teach your children and your cats to swim.
You have to teach your cats to swim.
Teach your cats and your children to swim. Everyone, teach your cats to swim.
Teach your cats to swim, or they'll become a ghost.
Go
cat.
Home right now and teach them how to swim.
So the ghost cat has been heard meowing, scratching at doors. People have seen paw prints on the back staircases. And people have seen a cat just, like, walking through walls.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That cat's living its best ghost life.
That cat is living its best ghost cat life. And it's seen just, like, kind of
walking around. I'm sure all
cats
would dream to walk through walls. Right? Because cats are lazy as fuck.
My cat would love to walk through walls. They get so mad when I close the door after them. They, like, scratch at the door.
Oh, yeah, they hate that. Mm. They don't got thumbs, so they hate doors.
Cats hate doors.
And they love to be where they want to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, damn. Oh, that cat's living its best life. I'm really happy for that ghost cat.
So if we go to the Raleigh room, which is one of the, like, bars and restaurants, we can have a ghost cat cocktail. Which is named after this ghost cat.
Yes.
It's bourbon, black walnut bitters, vanilla syrup, cream, and nutmeg. Sounds good.
That sounds really fall and like a drink named after a cat.
Yeah, it sounds like a drink called a ghost cat.
It sounds exactly like what it tastes. It sounds like it tastes exactly how it should. Mm-hmm.
So
that's amazing.
That's what you can drink if you go stay at the historic Cavalier Hotel and Beach Club in Virginia Beach.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We have to go there.
We do.
Wow.
It's a vibe.
That's so fun. I'm so upset. I love that so much. And now I'm even more mad I haven't had any of those spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Both they're the so spooky. Both the drink and the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's wild. Well, the South really is giving today.
Mm-hmm. It's a spooky place. Mm-hmm. Don't forget.
It's so spooky. We can't forget. Don't we shall forget. Never forget. Well, I loved your array of ghosts, and I loved all of your many options. Mm-hmm. I'm going in an opposite way. I have but one ghost.
A single ghost.
But one humble ghost for your ears today. Mm-hmm. But it's a good one. Small but mighty.
Okay.
And I'm going to the state of... Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Oh, no.
You don't like Oklahoma? It's rude. It's excellent,
no.
Cecilia. You should be excited to go to okay, it is okay, it's Oklahoma. Yow!
Yow!
That's Oklahoma. That's how the musical ends. They go yow.
It goes yow and it's over. Okay, yow.
Yeah, that's the last part of the song. Whoop! Yow! Yeehaw! So... northeast of Weatherford in Custer County, Oklahoma, in the United States. An elevation of 1,500 feet, 1,509 feet to be exact, which is like 460 meters.
So specific.
Is Dead Women Crossing, also known as Dead Woman's Crossing.
Ooh, spooky.
Which is an unincorporated community on Deer Creek.
Okay.
I know the wild name for a community. Literally dead. Imagine being like, oh, where do you live? I live at Dead Women's Crossing.
Dead Women's Crossing.
You know?
Like, what? That does not sound real.
Right? That sounds awful and also wild.
Mm-hmm.
It is a wild name for community, and it takes its name from, you guessed it, the unsolved 100-year-old murder of a local woman. So buckle up to get a little true crimey with me, because here we go, baby. On July 7th, 1905, a 29-year-old school teacher named Katie DeWitt James boarded a train in Custer City with her 14-month-old baby Lulu Bell on her way to visit her cousin
Lulu
who lived
Bell.
In Ripley. Yeah, the baby's name is Lulu Bell.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're in the South after all.
Lulu Bell.
The day earlier, she being Katie, had filed for a divorce from her abusive husband.
Good for her.
Yay. Right? Her father, Henry DeWitt, bade her and her daughter farewell at the train station, though her husband, Martin James, did not. So it's very indicative of, you know, in my mind, of what's going on. Her father fully expected to hear from her upon her arrival at her cousin's, but weeks went by without a word from Katie, and her father, terribly worried, hired Detective Sam Bartell to locate his daughter and his granddaughter. Mm. So Bartell started his investigation from Clinton, but nobody remembered seeing a woman and a baby there. Then on July 29th, 1905, in Weatherford, Bartell learned that rather than getting off the train to meet her cousin, Katie and the baby spent a night in the house of William Moore. They were brought to this house by Moore's sister-in-law, a woman named Fanny Norton, who was a resident of Clinton, who also was known by the alias Mrs. Ham because she was reputed to be a sex worker. So she just kind of had different names.
Mrs. Ham.
Mrs. Ham. Sexy. Instead of, right? She's like, it's me, Mrs. Ham.
Okay, what's my sexy nickname going to be for my new job? Mrs. Ham. So I really sound like a slab of meat.
Yeah, she's like, what's the hottest thing I know?
Ham. They're like, you know what? Men love ham.
They love ham. Men love ham.
Ham.
Welcome to our new musical called Men Love Ham.
It's just called Ham.
It's just called Ham. Yeah. It's not to be confused with Hamilton.
No, it's just Ham! Exclamation
ham.
Mark.
Exclamation mark. And the title song is Men Love Ham.
Men Love Ham, yeah.
Men Love Ham.
Nothing to do with
and
Hamilton, then, the musical.
No. Yeah. Oh, not. No, we will explicitly say not to be confused with.
Not to be confused with.
Just so we can get those internet clicks, you know? Yeah. Ham exclamation mark.
Not to be confused
with Hamilton, the musical. Yeah, absolutely. Men Love Ham.
Mm-hmm.
But spoiler, I don't love ham. So in the morning, Fanny Norton, or Mrs. Ham, we can just call her Ham from now on.
Yeah. Our girl Ham.
In the morning, Ham, James, and the baby left in a buggy. James being our gal, Katie. So Ham, Katie, and the baby left in a buggy, headed for Hydro, which is a place, saying that they would be back in 3 hours. Ham returned 2 hours later, but neither Katie nor her daughter were with her. So apparently eyewitnesses reported that a buggy entered a field near Deer Creek, and after about an hour, it came speeding back out, and one wheel was stained with blood.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Fanny, Ham, pulled up to a farmer's house near Deer Creek, called the farmer's boy over, and gave him a baby.
Ham, what did you do?
Who will turn out later to be Lulu Bell, wrapped in a bloody dress. So Lulu Bell,
Lulu Bell's fine.
Ham just handed off Lulu Bell to a farm boy.
Okay.
Was like, here you go, bring this baby to your family.
Okay.
So the detective found the baby. Okay. He was like, oh, here's this baby.
Back in the day, you could just give babies to people.
People would just accept a stranger's baby.
Yeah.
They'd be like, take this baby, and they'd be like, I guess I have to. Yeah. Who else will take this baby?
Like, hey, you, take this baby, and then you just have a baby.
Yes.
Happened all the time.
You don't know if its parents are coming for it. Happened constantly. It was a real big problem. It was a real big problem, just babies being handed to people.
They're like, I don't want this baby anymore. Let me give it to a
It's like spare change at the bottom of your purse. You take it out, you hand it to someone, and they just kind of take it.
Yeah,
it's the same thing with babies back in the day.
Yeah.
Spare babies.
Mm-hmm.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
But this wasn't a spare baby. This was a baby that, you know, was just handed off like a spare baby, but was not a spare baby.
Mm-hmm.
So the detective found her, and witness testified that Ham had left the baby with the boy and asked him to take the baby home.
Mm-hmm.
But Lulu Bell was unharmed, except, like I said, she was either her clothes were covered in blood or she was wrapped in a bloody dress. Mm-hmm. Something about, you know.
Blood.
Something screaming foul play,
she has,
you know,
blood on her, blood. And she's a baby, so she didn't do it.
And she's a baby. Babies shouldn't be bloody.
Babies
in general
be bloody for any reason.
Yeah.
And usually,
correct,
if you find a baby that's covered in blood, I would not assume that the baby had anything to do with it.
Yeah, I would also not lead with the baby did it, because it's a baby.
Although, have you seen Chucky?
I have seen Chucky, and that's a doll and not a baby.
Good distinction.
Okay. I'd like to make the distinction that not all babies are dolls and not all dolls are babies.
I personally
just so we're clear
not tell the difference.
I know you can't. That's why I had to explain it outright. But some dolls, like some babies look like dolls and some dolls look like babies. Yes. But they're not to be equated. Okay.
So Chucky's not a real baby.
Yeah. No, Chucky's a fake. Chucky's a doll. Okay. Chucky's a fake baby.
So dolls murder people. Real babies don't.
Correct. Correct. Okay. Yeah. Dolls can hold knives and shit. Real babies don't have the dexterity. Mm. They're just babies.
But
they're like noodles, but Maggie people.
Simpson, she shot Mr. Burns.
Yeah, but she's an exceptional baby.
She's an exceptional baby.
Yeah. She's just one of those exceptional babies, you know?
Most babies. Yeah.
But she, but see, she's not like out here in cold blood. No, it's just Mr. Burns. Yeah, she just did it. She's happened. So she's an exceptional baby. An she's out here working for for the working class. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we do it for her. So
she's a revolutionary baby.
She's a revolutionary baby. She's we do a it for her.
Baby, we do it for her.
That's correct. She's our muse, really. At the end of the day, when you think about it,
we echo through everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ham had rushed back to Clinton, and apparently she took her four children to Guthrie, which is another city, and disappeared.
I think Ham is maybe up to no good.
Yeah, it might sound like Ham is not, you know, the one to be trusted.
I think our girl is not
to be trusted. I know. It's very suspicious, it is quite if you suspicious. Ask me. On July 29th, the police also thought it was suspicious because she was arrested in Shawnee.
Okay.
And the authorities apparently knew her from a previous Weatherford shooting.
Uh-oh.
But during that time for that crime, a sympathetic jury had acquitted her.
Okay.
And during questioning about Katie's disappearance, Ham was visibly nervous. During a break, she went to the bathroom, swallowed poison, and died less than an hour later.
Oh, no, Hammy. Mm-hmm. Girl.
Ham. She didn't live another day to ham it up.
No, she
didn't. Mm-mm. And later, the coroner declared robbery as the motive, which makes no sense because I'll explain why in a little bit.
Okay.
There's lots of speculation about who did it, and we can get into that in a little bit.
Okay.
But let's talk about how that they, you know, decided it was actually a murder.
Mm-hmm.
So she was taken in and questioned in July. But finally, on August 31st, 1905, near Deer Creek, a man who was fishing with his son along the creek found a fully clothed skeleton under a wooden wagon crossing.
Thanks.
This is awful and graphic, so if you don't want to hear it, just skip ahead. Mm-hmm. But her head was not attached to her body. The skull lay 3 feet away with a bullet just behind the right ear. And a .38 caliber gun was found nearby.
Ooh.
And it was concluded that the body did belong to Katie DeWitt James and had been left there after Ham had killed her a month beforehand. Yikes. And her father was the one who confirmed that it was in fact his daughter. Mm-hmm. And the husband she had been filing for divorce from, the abusive one, took custody of his daughter.
Ooh,
and unfortunately, the murder was never solved. Yeah, it's bad. After Katie's death, her husband Martin moved to Dewey County with Lulu Bell, and Henry, her father, never saw her again.
Oh no, which is so they should have given her to Henry. He seems like a good guy.
I know, he seems like a good guy. Mm-hmm. And he received updates apparently from his sister who lived nearby to them.
Oh, that's good.
And Henry apparently through his life sent Lulu new clothes through his sister. But whenever those clothes were received by Lulu Bell's father, Martin, he told her that her mother was still alive and the clothes were from her. Yeah. And sadly, in January of 1913, when she was 8 years old, Lulu Bell died of spinal meningitis.
Oh, no. Lulu Bell. Yeah, what a tragic life. She's just a little baby.
A truly tragic life. Yeah. A little short, tragic life. Apparently, the wooden crossing where Katie's body was found was torn down 80 years later, but now a concrete bridge was basically built nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And quickly, that bridge was dubbed with the tragic moniker of Dead Woman's Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's interesting that the coroner declared robbery as the motive because apparently she, when she was found with a valuable ring.
Mm-hmm.
Like that she was found mostly. That hadn't been taken. And once that happened, there of course was a lot of speculation about Martin,
mm-hmm.
her husband.
Yeah, I mean, which, she's running away. I mean, there from should him. Have He's been suspicious.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Like, and strangely, he hadn't been concerned that his baby daughter was missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they had gone missing, and it was her father who really looked into it. But apparently, Martin had an airtight alibi provided by his friend. And guess who his friend was? A local deputy sheriff.
Ooh. But so, also, like, maybe he didn't do it. Maybe he, like, got Ham to do it. Maybe they were in cahoots.
Oh, you mean maybe he hired it out?
Maybe they were in cahoots.
I wouldn't put it past him. Mm-hmm. So, after reading the whole thing about Ham, I think she was definitely the one who carried it out. But I also am of the same mindset as you. My thought is, why couldn't it have been?
Why not
like
both?
his going? Why not both? Mm. ¿Por qué no los dos? Mm-hmm. You know?
I don't trust him.
And those who visit, you know, this place, mm-hmm. this bridge, Dead Women's Crossing in general, mm-hmm. have told stories of hearing a woman call out for her baby.
Aww.
It's really sad. And others say if you stand under the bridge, you can also hear wheels rattling above you.
Ooh, like old-timey wagon wheels?
Yeah, right? Like, car wheels don't rattle. They don't, like, well, you know, sometimes. Do that, like, wagon thing. Yeah, well. But they don't sound like a wagon. No. They sound like a shitty jalopy car. Yeah. They don't sound like
different.
Wooden,
different
like,
sound.
Click, 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 click.
They
yeah.
sound more like clunk, 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 not click, click, click.
Exactly. I wouldn't describe it as rattling.
No.
Other stories claim that if you stand beneath the bridge and listen closely, you can hear the wagon wheels. I just said that. And apparently a researcher was in the area doing a school project, and she noticed a blue light with no particular shape originating in the creek that came towards her and her friend.
Ooh. Also, you said researcher doing a school project. I'm picturing, like, a 10-year-old.
Right? Like a high schooler.
You told
like
me school project? Like, it's a little kid.
Right, like us in grade 5.
It's like Nancy, like, Drew.
We have a Heritage Fair project. Yeah. We gotta figure out our story to tell.
I gotta go look it up.
I gotta do my research. Yeah. Go stand in the creek. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does give very that.
Yeah.
And today the mystery of Katie James' fate continues, and as I said, legend claims that her spirit haunts the bridge, mm-hmm. At Dead Women's Crossing, and basically. The things that people hear the most, mm-hmm. besides seeing light and things like that, is a woman crying for her child, aww. And the sound of wagon wheels. And I can tell you how to get there if you're in the area. You take I-40, exit 84. You go north half a mile to a stop sign. You go a quarter mile east, north on the blacktop, a half a mile to the bridge and crossing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of my information from MuskogeePhoenix.com, onlyinyourstate.com, Wikipedia, atlasobscura.com, and thetravel.com. And that, my friends, is Dead Women's Crossing.
Oh, no, it's so sad.
It's really sad. It's like, it's one of those that I wanted to tell because I was like, this poor woman, her murder's just not solved.
Yeah.
It's just like another one of those, like...
Yeah.
Like folklore-y bummer town.
Yeah, it's so folklore-y. Like, it's just like,
you know what I mean?
Gone down is like they called the creek after her because of this tragedy.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And that's terrible.
Yeah.
They're like, it was a bad time. What could we do? We can name it after
we
it.
We can really
name it after an absolute tragedy.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they do, and they still are, and that's what it is.
Yeah, at least she's remembered.
At least she's remembered as the dead woman.
The dead woman. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So poor Katie DeWitt James.
Yeah.
I mean, it's over 100 years. It's not like, you know how I always hold out hope for, like, you know. A breakthrough in cold cases and shit, but like ones like this always kind of get me, you know, like when we did, like, you did, was it you did the Red Barn murders, right?
I can't remember, one of us did it,
or wait, maybe it was me. Yeah, but like it gave me similar vibes to that. Mm-hmm. Like, just like, what a bummer these stories are so they so shape the like area that they're mm-hmm. from.
Yeah.
And they just it's almost like for the storytelling and the mm-hmm. folklore of it, it's better that it's not solved, which mm-hmm. like it sucks uh-huh. in reality, because you're like, that's a person, that's mm-hmm. terrible. Yeah. So I just feel sad.
But the dead lady, but also she was glad she to was be able to lady. Tell it. She yeah. lived a life.
Yeah. She lived a life and she did the thing.
She did the thing. And she, you know what? She thing, got that divorce. Thing
being
she
alive at some point.
She didn't last very she long. She did get away. She got away. Yeah. Well, maybe she didn't get away. Didn't I think it was him. I don't trust him.
Right? I think it was him too.
It was his idea.
Speculation station. Mm-hmm. Check us in. But like, mm-hmm. it was him.
Yeah.
It was him for sure. Mm-hmm. Cause like what motive would this random lady have?
Yeah,
they're like robbery. I'm like no.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I don't know. Like it's motive is such an interesting thing for me. Whenever we talk about stuff like this, because half the time I'm like motive doesn't matter. People just do random yeah, shit. Yeah, right. The time.
It's like random stuff happens.
Or it's like very clear that people are motivated by certain things. You know? Know, I don't know.
Maybe they just like got in a fight.
I'm of two minds. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine that a man in that time, in any time, but especially that time, would take too kindly to his wife trying to divorce him.
No, especially not an abusive one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right? Like, that to me, mm-hmm. it's screaming.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, that seems a little,
much off. Like the employee in your story, it's screaming.
It is screaming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that's some Southern ghosts for you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Spooky.
It's hey, it's pretty on brand for us now that we Cecilia and I recently got some yeehaw tattoos.
We did get some yeehaw tattoos.
It's it's on brand in our world.
Mm-hmm.
Some Southern ghosts, and we both got some cowboy hats.
Mm-hmm.
And some southern vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeehaw.
Very Southern, very spooky.
Mm-hmm.
We did it. Wow, that was very spooky.
Yeah. I know, right? Spooky, mm-hmm. scary.
Spooky and scary.
Spooky and scary. And skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
And also skeletons. Yeah, you did have a skeleton.
I for sure had one.
You had at least one skeleton.
And you also had one. So mm-hmm. that's at least two.
A skeleton each.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Right mm-hmm. down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are so stoked about our live show. Yes. I can't rave about it enough. Like, what the heck? Mm. It feels so exciting.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun. We're going to be at the Staircase November 3rd. Hamilton, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Get your tickets now. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a wild ride of a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to have so many good things going on. It's not just going to be us talking into a microphone. It's gonna be a
whole event. It's gonna be an extension of spooky season into November.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you are not ready for Halloween to be over, you can continue like we're it not, with us. Yeah. As we You're do welcome. Year round, but
yeah, that's right.
IRL,
but especially in person.
Yeah.
We're excited to do that.
Exclusive event, so get your tickets now.
It is exclusive. There's not that many. Like, it's a great and big venue, but it's also not a humongo venue. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you want to get your tickets, you got to get your tickets now. Honestly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, it sounds cheesy. I'm not just saying that, though, because it's, like, it's legit, man. Yeah. Not to brag, but I've sold out that room before. It's pretty easy to sell out because it's such a cozy venue.
Sell it out again.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So get your tickets now. Don't miss out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no guarantee it'll be available at the door. So mm-hmm. get your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Get them, baby.
Get them. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Carly.
Sweet. Yes,
I have a question for you. So you've been in New York for a while, which I've heard is pretty.
I've been in New York for a while.
Oldly settled. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big time.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
You know what? I have not.
Mm.
I have not.
Unfortunately.
But, I mean, we've kind of said this before, like, in a big city, who's to say that you're not walking past ghosts on the street uh-huh. and not knowing? You know what I mean?
How would you even notice?
How would you even notice? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't notice.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people, so many things. Everywhere,
mm-hmm.
who's not to say that like a few of them aren't ghosts?
Exactly.
And who's to say that some of the noises I think my neighbors are making are ghost noises? You know, like, I don't know. I don't make the rules. No. I'm not the boss.
Yeah.
But no, I haven't knowingly seen a ghost, unfortunately. So I have a question for you. Yes, actually,
I wonder what that could be.
Now that I thought about it, I'm just wondering, perhaps, if you've seen any ghosts lately.
I'm kind of in the same boat as you, not knowingly, but you know, I've been out and about. There's like like footsteps and like things moving around upstairs, which are probably just my upstairs neighbors. But you never know,
right? But you never know. That's the thing. You can never be certain. Well, and you came to New York, and we went to some spooky places.
And we did go to some spooky places, which...
Who's really to say...
We'll tell you guys about
it. And we're excited. Yeah, well, we'll talk about it probably next week. Ooh, I don't know. Stay tuned. Cookie, cookie. I don't know. Yeah. So, thanks for sticking with us. And get your tickets, baby. Get on. To the live show.
Get on it.
Yeah, we're going to have some sickening tickets. We'll have some merch available at the show that won't be available anywhere else. Ooh, yeah. I don't know.
Exclusive.
Spoiler. It's going to be so fun. Yeah. We're so freaking excited.
So go find us.
And we're working so hard on it.
On Instagram at Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod.
Yes.
On TikTok. You know,
same thing on TikTok.
Just Google Ghosts Are Everywhere and maybe we'll come up. I don't know how good we're doing with the old
we definitely come up. Not to toot our own horn, but
oh my god,
you Google us, we'll come
if
up.
You Google us, we will come.
That's right. And that's not a weird euphemism. No, we just will.
Just look it up, get tickets for our live show, and we'll see you then, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, baby, and we'll be back.
We shall return,
and also we're excited to see you in person. Okay, we love you. That's all.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Let's hold for siren. It's New York, baby. It's always a siren city.
Siren break.
And I like it because we always have to hold for siren for you. So I like that it's for me now. I like to be the one.
You're in the big city now.
I'm in the bigger city. My city is bigger than yours.
You got me.